Dude, I'm telling you, man, books, 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 books. It's like, I mean, I'm still into alternative rock and all that good stuff, like music, music, music. But man, trust me when I say books, I'm reading this book of essays by Ginsberg. It's kind of about like what our brains do. God, I have so much stuff on my side of the console. I have like coffee cups, books, cables. It looks like a mad scientist world.
Let me get this coffee cup out of here. Sorry. That was mine.
I think that was, the truth serum cup. So be careful.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of U-Ban run through it since then. So,
this thing of what like our brains do with words, how we process the rhythm of words. And it's kind of fascinating, man. Like it's nothing I'd ever talk about on the show. Cause I know we're supposed to be like rock guys or whatever that don't read, but, I don't know. There's this theory that if you create enough space between, like, enough cognitive dissonance between two words, like, let me think of an example. Ice cream. Or, well, not like two words that form one word, but like if I said ice cream and Armageddon, then the synapses have to almost like electromagnetically arc across the space to connect them. And that, like, you know what I mean? Your brain has to, like, try to figure out how the hell those connect. And that arc creates a shock, like literally a jolt. Allen Ginsberg was saying that's what makes comedy or poetry. You know, I've been writing a little bit of poetry now after the breakup, but I don't know if I used a good example with ice cream and Armageddon, because ice cream, Armageddon. Nope.
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't feel anything.
No, but I know what you're saying. Like books, like they're amazing. Like when I was like 14, my uncle Jim was like still promoting concerts and staying sober and stuff. And he used to like really love to talk about that stuff. Like he wasn't a college guy, but he was like out every night promoting shows and like at concerts and stuff. But then like he had this whole other side of him, the life of the mind, and like, I hope it rubbed off on me. I mean, like, you know, every holiday would get me another volume of The Great Russians or whatever, or like, you know, thrust some piece of the Western canon on me. But that was all kind of like before his back injury and everything that happened after that.
Yeah. Things got a little like weird after that. I remember you telling me some story about things going a little sideways.
Those pills.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, like, we're on.
Oh, wait up.
The raddest morning team in Los Angeles. Satisfaction guaranteed. Reading books. The Southland is waking up with Machine Bolt Kennedy and El Farto in the morning. This is a bittersweet symphony
that's I ban, you ban, we all ban for you ban. What does that mean? I just got chewed out by Eric, the sales guy down here at the station, for expressing a sincerely held personal opinion on air. Earth to Eric, I'm a broadcaster. That's my job. Your job is making sure the station stays in the black by filling all the ad inventory. Which, judging by the fact that we've been down a prize patrol van for weeks and Whiskey Pete and Precious Keepsake have been doing their prize patrol duties on a pair of Huffies, you're not doing your job. If you live in a glass house, don't throw 26-ounce cans of fresh ground coffee beans. This is K-Pod 101.3, and Machine Bolt Kennedy and I, El Farto, are just trying to have a good time with the folks of Southern California on this fine day of March 19th, 1998.
Top of the morning to you on this fine Thursday. My God, like Eric from sales. You know, here's the thing about me. I'm not one of these brainiac dudes. I keep it really simple. I like to have a lot of fun. You know, and it, to me, the situation looks real simple from where I'm standing.
It's very simple.
Eric, you got ads to sell. Some of the ads that you've thrown our way are so bad, and it's humiliating, man.
And we get the copy, and it's like poorly written. We'll often have to punch it up and kind of put our own stank on it.
We do. We have to like throw so much at this. Oh, man, I think it's kind of amazing, man, that I'm in a good mood going through this breakup. You know what I mean? It's like there were a lot of things we had to deal with, a 19-month age gap that ultimately doomed us. But yet we were able to have a 4.5-week relationship and let our guards down.
Well, Machine Bolt, let me stop you there. You've been bellyaching about this for over a month now. And I think it's about time to bring back a segment from way before the incident. Alternative Viewpoints with Dr. Farto.
Nice.
Hit it. Hey, here's an alternative viewpoint. Maybe the Steph situation wasn't all Steph's fault. Maybe she was pretty clear with Machine Bolt what she was up for and he couldn't hear it. Maybe if he'd been able to accept the reasonable constraints she was placing on their relationship, El Farto wouldn't have had an entire load of bowling shirts and mechanics shirts with another guy's name embroidered on the pocket get messed up because a skateboard teen threw a half-empty can of turquoise spray paint into the dryer in the Oakwood laundry facility when he wasn't looking. Those are just some thoughts, but
no regrets.
As an alternative viewpoint, maybe El Farto could have been focused on the laundry he was doing and not trying to write a new name and shame and disdain and segment while getting his chores done. A segment he already feels is too negative for the show and not really the kind of positive energy he wants to put out into the world anymore.
I'm not getting paid enough for this.
But, as an alternative viewpoint, maybe you could excuse these skateboard teens that were unsupervised and that their parents haven't given any thought to interesting ways to challenge and stimulate these guys and help them find passions that they can pursue into productive adulthoods. And maybe you could even make the case that their frontal lobes haven't even formed fully and they have 10 more years of that, which is why they have low executive functions, which is why you send young men off to fight wars. But isn't it universally understood that throwing paint into commercial grade dryers is just an absurdly dangerous thing to do?
Nice.
But as an alternative viewpoint, shouldn't El Farto accept that there are things about the world he can't change and things he can, and that his life now is about having the courage to change the latter and the wisdom to distinguish them from the former? Hey, that's just an alternative viewpoint.
Epic.
That was so refreshing in such an affirming way to start the day. My God, El Farto, you know, you really have a way. This is what I love about our friendship. You really have a way of kind of checking in and checking me on my BS. And I'll tell you what, I found a lot of alternative viewpoints in that segment that I can subscribe to, man.
I don't know if she'd be up for it, man, but I really think that you and Steph were cool together. And if you could see a way to have a relationship with her that was on the kind of terms that she is willing to have a relationship on, I think that you guys could do something together. I really do.
Maybe you're right. She was clear in her actions, if not her words, but she obviously wants to date other people, you know, wants the freedom to date other people while we're together, and sometimes doesn't want to answer the door even if she's invited me over, but has changed plans or changed her mind in the 20 or 30 minutes it takes for me to get over there. Like there are just things that I could have been better at perceiving and kind of accommodating. On the other hand, now I'm doing it. Now I'm doing alternative viewpoints, man, in my own head. On the other hand, I don't really need to deal with any of that. You know, I'm starting to heal. I'm starting to become a more full person with a full life. And guess what? There's going to be people out there that don't have those kind of heartbreaking stipulations. Just
if that's
an alternative.
Not the relationship style you want, that is super valid, Machine Bolt. I understand that entirely.
Just an alternative viewpoint, as a good friend of mine in broadcasting says.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we've had a rough go of it. I've had my health issues, or I guess my ankle issues, really. And we've been dealing with a lot of drama down there at the laundry facility of the Oakwood. But I'm just trying to, like, turn over a new leaf and like look at the things that I could be doing to make my own life more satisfying. And I knew that Steph made you happy in some ways, but I know that she's not necessarily perfect for you. I think that she's way better than that lady that smokes the mentholated cigarettes down by the pool deck in the mornings.
Yeah.
Whose name I feel like we've gotten like 4 or 5 different cracks at, and it seems like it's different every time.
She gives us a different name. Yeah. Every time I say hi, it's a different name from her, which isn't a great sign necessarily. Put it this way. Should you be dating someone that's still awake when you're waking up to go to work and they're smoking and drinking next to an apartment swimming pool? No.
Maybe not in a compatible relationship partner. I got something here. Oh, congratulations going out to Stacy from Woodland Hills. The K-Pod 101.3 Butt Nugget Dream Team spotted your K-Pod bumper sticker and pulled you over, Stacy.
You win.
She's picking up free dinner for two with drinks at Wasabi Mojave, California cuisine inspired by the Inland Empire and Japan's culinary legacy. That's Wasabi Mojave on San Vicente, home of the Ojai Agave Bellini.
Not only that, but Stacy also gets 2 K-Pod sneak passes to a Geffen Records pre-release sneak peek listening party to be determined. Get the K-Pod bumper sticker on your car and you could be next.
I love it. I love the fact that the Rockmobile is dead.
Long live the Rockmobile.
And our Butt Nugget Dream Team is out there on Huffy BMX bikes and sometimes even on foot and occasionally employing a freelancer when Whiskey Pete or Precious Keepsake can't be bothered, but we're still getting prizes to people on their morning commute.
I've heard that Nathram is out there doing it as well, and I really have to applaud the pluck and ingenuity of Whiskey Pete and Precious Keepsake going down to the KB Toys and buying a couple of bikes with their own money. You know, they make those appearance fees, and they were able to buy their own bikes and persuade station manager Gene to end their furlough so that they could get back out there on the roads. And that's just like love of the game stuff, you know? They are committed.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Nathram has inspired a decent amount of that, I think, with borrowing Carla's scooter, because that sparked a little competition amongst the team, and I think it was good.
Kind of put a fire under their butts.
Yeah, it really did, because if you'll recall, it was not so long prior to that when Precious Keepsake decided not to show up to Kit Craft at our live remote for that wrestling match. So we were getting big timed a little bit, and it looks like now there's been an attitude adjustment, which is really nice. We can thank Nathram for that.
You love to see it, you know? I came away from that so inspired to like rededicate myself to positivity, which is why I was like writing name and shame and disdain in the other day, like on a buck slip in the laundry. And, you know, I was like really up in my own head. Like I could feel the cognitive dissonance. Like I hated what I was writing. I hated that I was putting all of my complaints out into the world, dumping all that on other people like Brian from the Agfa kiosk at the Ralphs and, you know, folks like that who don't have a platform the way we do. And it just felt like punching down.
Yeah, I think we're better people. I mean, I think that I got a lot of my insight about what a good relationship is and boundaries from this incredible run of guests we've just come off of, you know, between Ophira Eisenberg, the technology expert, Supercaller Mike Sachs, right. Nathram was in here. Like all of those people. For a while there, it's like every time we went into the booth, there was someone in the news booth who was waiting to talk with us. And I felt more connected to others. I felt less afraid of strangers.
Right. And our world is very insular. And sometimes, you know, Gene will just, you know, grab you by the scruffier neck and yell something about like, don't ask people what that rectangular glass thing they're holding in their hands is.
When he said that, I was like, okay, people are holding rectangles of glass. Whatever you say, Gene.
Come on, man. It's amazing that Gene is still such an effective leader for the station, given how unhinged some of the stuff he shouts at us is.
He told me I was invented. He literally said, you were invented. I mean, I hope the guy gets the help he needs. I really do.
He's surrounded by people that care about him a lot, you know, like Lynn and
Eric, like, we have our differences with them, but they're with us. Like, we think Gene is a really sweet guy, and maybe some of the stuff he yells is real to him.
Gene, if you happen to be listening, okay, it's 1998 where we are, and I don't know what planet you're on. Of course he's going to be saying some weird stuff. I mean, we have moved up in the charts.
Number four.
And it's kind of a heady time, and I would imagine it was like this for Nirvana, right? Or right. Smashing Pumpkins.
So
like they
much
probably,
pressure.
Yeah, they probably looked around at each other in the band and kind of thought, okay, is anyone here losing it? You know? And we're in the exact same position as you two, as Smashing Pumpkins, as Nirvana.
It's going incredibly well, and I'm so glad to be here with you doing it, Machine Bolt.
We are doing this. It's all happening.
Hey, we got a promo to play, I believe.
This cart says, Eric, add 3, late add. Oh my gosh, let's see what he's got.
Do you feel sad and listless? Aware of your mortality and the limitations of being in your physical body? The Orange Coast School of Philosophy is here to help. With our trademark courses in philosophy and critical thinking, you'll start to understand that none of this is real. Time is a construct. Character is an invention. The time to sign up for courses is now, since the future is out there, but it's already happened. Sign up today. If you're like most people, you're waiting for instructions as to how. Ask yourself why you need someone to invent that directive if you have a good philosophical relationship with your spirit and embodiment. Orange Coast School of Philosophy. See what we mean.
Amazing. You know what? I saw the cart on the stack. Had no idea what it was because it was
not... I don't remember you laying down that tape.
I stayed in the production studio an extra hour the other day. I was just doing IDs. Eric comes rushing in. Hey, man, I think you'd be perfect for this spot. Oh, okay. Tells me it's for some car thing, some super shop automotive thing. I go, okay, sounds fine. You know, put on my my bro voice. farthest reach for me. But anyway, I step in there and he hands me this Orange Coast School of Philosophy thing. And my God, like what a downer. No offense. I mean, embrace
people
philosophy.
People are just trying to get to work, Eric. Like, do we really need to run this stuff right at the beginning of their day?
Yeah, you're starting your day cruising down Ventura. Ideally, you haven't seen a horrific photo of us on a bus bench.
Right, as if their day isn't already ruined enough by the ad campaign promoting the morning show on K-Pod.
Yeah, so they turn on 101.3, think, oh, I'm going to crank up some alternative rock on my way in, try to get in the right mood here, and they get, are you sad and listless? My God.
Hey, it's news, traffic, and weather together, but not always together, so you have to stay tuned to find out whether or not they're together. After a long, brutal winter with temperatures dropping as low as 50 degrees, we're starting to see our way out of this seemingly interminable nightmare. We're looking at a high of 75 degrees today here in Van Nuys. Partly cloudy skies in the valley with a bit more cloud density heading toward the coast. Winds gusting up to 12 miles per hour.
Taking a look at traffic out there on the 405. It's been running much smoother in the past few weeks with fewer traffic jams and a lower rate of vehicle window damage. Lower than ever before, and we just can't wrap our minds around why that would be. But if you need to go over the Sepulveda Pass, there's never been a better time than now. Just don't expect any ice-cold brew dogs to get thrown your way. Hopefully, your windows were open when we did try to do that. And wow, all apologies from the Morning Zoo Butt Nugget Dream Team if your window was rolled up when we chucked one.
Whiskey Pete was proposing something where there's like a couple of pedestrian accessible overpasses over the 405 there, and they were going to try and see if they could get accurate enough to throw people brew dogs from there, but that's like 35 feet above traffic, so it's really hard to get it right through somebody's open window.
So that's Whiskey Pete's solution, huh? I love it. He's going to be up on one of those pedestrian overpasses. Here's how this goes, man.
It's that love of the game thing, you know?
Tall boy cold brew dog cracks the windshield. Somebody jerks the wheel to the left, and there's a 10-car pileup, and Whiskey Pete is skipping work the next day.
Ah, Wilderness opens at the Vivian Beaumont Theater, a Eugene O'Neill comedy starring Craig T. Nelson and Deborah Monk. This revival opened to rave reviews at the Lincoln Center. Lynn! This My is not God. Relevant, Lynn. Like, Come our on. Audience doesn't... does not care about this stuff. Remember the thing Eric and Ad Sales was saying about the demo we appeal to? And how it's, quote, bad enough that Machine Bolt and El Farto occasionally toss around $5 words like they're wannabe Rhodes Scholars in flip-flops and cargo shorts, but all the updates on the New York theater that work their way into the news can be alienating to the young, unsophisticated diphthongs we're trying to sell conversion van kits and hair gel hats to? Remember that meeting? Remember getting chewed out, just like me?
My God, I remember that meeting. Oh my God, Eric was yelling at you that you use words that are not, that have nothing to do with just being a humble alternative rock DJ. I was like, wow, okay, duly noted, Eric, crime committed, multi-syllabic words in use.
Sue me! And in music news, Bernard Rainbow, English historian of music education, organist, and choir master, has died at the age of 83.
Oh, come on!
God, Bernard Rainbow! My God, premier English music historian
of music, man, it's just,
I'm got
the
it.
Slings and arrows keep coming.
Just, I am so angry right now. And who do I focus it at? You know what I mean?
Maybe this can cheer you up. We got a live remote coming up tomorrow, Machine Bolt. Friday, March 20th, we'll be at the King Muffler, 14,126 Oxnard Street. We're going to try this again, and Gene has said he'll let us borrow his Volvo to get the equipment over there this time so that it can be secured while it is en route.
I can't believe we're trying this again. The crew at the shop will give one complimentary exhaust system overhaul to a lucky listener if your Mazda Miata is making subsonic bass noises that can cause dogs to run in fear, assuming a 100-year storm is coming this way. If that's the case, King Muffler can fix that.
And now that Whiskey Pete and Precious Keepsake are off their furlough, they have been talking about a rematch, and a kiddie pool will be filled with the contents of a brake fluid catch basin there at the venue. And if Precious Keepsake wins, word is he can reclaim the moniker of Monster Mike.
Brake fluid wrestling match. You don't want to miss it.
We'll see you there. But for now, we're going to hit you with another 101.3 minutes of alternative rock on K-Pod 101.3, The Double D.
Number 4.